Nikki is still tracking some stuff down. So we'll have her on shortly. But just to bring you up to speed, about an hour or so ago, the news came out that Bill Bolin's lawsuit, which really was on behalf of Beth Bolin Wallace and Amy Klemmer, the two oldest daughters of Pat Bolin, was dismissed. The case had been in the hands of Judge Pratt. He retired. Unless people were booing him on the way.
He was retiring.
Right. I don't know if people were booing him on the way out of court when he retired, but he hung up the robe and passed it along, and the new guy signed off on what I've been told was where it was going anyway.
Timing, that's terrible.
What's that?
That he retired in the middle of this case. What kind of timing is that?
I told you. Got booed out of the courtroom. Boo! Adam Schefter broke the news.
In the middle of a case?
It was actually Alan Schefter, who's, you know, he works the court system where Adam works the NFL. Alan Schefter broke the news.
Who is the guy, what's his name, outside of the People's Court that used to interview?
Doug Llewellyn. That's right. Doug Llewellyn. I have perfect hair. Are you upset that you didn't get your $35?
They'd always take the loser first,
who
right?
Who is the bailiff? Come on. Give me the bailiff.
Gosh, I'm thinking of night court now with Bull.
Give me the bailiff for 100, Tom.
I don't get it.
Rusty.
The old dude, right?
Right. Rusty, bring me that court document. Rusty would walk over. The funniest thing about the People's Court, as we kill time waiting for Nikki, is the show had actually stopped filming for quite a few years, and they just kept putting on the same episodes over and over, but not for like a few months. For like 4 or 5 years, they just kept airing the People's Court. And then it, you know, fashion and hairstyles and Doug Llewellyn, it starts looking ridiculous. It's a good pull, though, on Night Court. Give me anything else from Night Court as we kill time for Nikki?
Oh, Night Court or People's Court?
Night Court.
Bull?
Yeah. Who was the judge?
Oh, he looked like Dana Carvey.
He did. Exactly like him. He
was Harry.
That's right. Do you know his last name? I'll be really impressed. That was impressive. You went that
Harrison.
Far. Harry Harrison. Actually, don't remember his last name, but he looked just like Dana Carvey, and John Larroquette was on that show, too.
Yeah, that's right. John Larroquette.
We have killed enough time, and Nikki Javala of The Athletic joins us, our fan and court Broncos insider, courtesy of Ent Credit Union. Better rates, lower fees, visit Ent.com. Nikki, can you bring us up to speed with what happened earlier today at Arapahoe County Courthouse?
Yeah, so the new judge that was assigned to the case this month, the original judge retired. The new judge ruled that Bill Bolin's lawsuit will be dismissed. So I spoke to Bill Bolin's attorney, spoke to the trustee's attorney. And if you remember the original petition that was filed by Bill back in October, a lot of it was based on allegations that the trustees did not act in good faith or loyally in the principle of Pat Bolin. Well, since Pat Bolin has now passed, much of that became pretty obsolete. So Bill Bolin's side said, you know, they expected it, although they filed a number of motions and really countered the trustees' request to have the case dismissed pretty, you know, ardently in court. But it is a major ruling, but it doesn't completely end everything. Bill Bolin still has the chance to appeal if he wants. And then there is still the separate arbitration that is going on with the league. I was told that's on hold, you know, meaning that, you know, not much has really happened at this point. But it is still scheduled with the league and can still proceed. So right now we're still kind of waiting on, you know, what this means for the succession plan, because that's, you know, at the end of the day, that's really what most people care about, is what does this mean for the next controlling owner, for Beth Bolin Wallace, for Brittany Bolin. And from what I gather, the plan that the trustees had in place remains in place, and that Brittany is still expected to return to the team by the end of the year or, you know, close to it. She will have some sort of senior management role. you know, and then, you know, begin eventually the transition to becoming controlling owner. So that's where things stand now.
What changed because of the passing of Pat Bowlen?
Many of the allegations from Bill Bowlen were in regards to acting in good faith and in the best interest of Pat. Well, Pat is no longer here. So the meat of that lawsuit has gone away. There are two separate issues. Primarily within Bill's lawsuit, it was in regards to the trustees' management of Pat's estate. Then there's a separate issue of the succession plan, and many of the major points of the succession plan are being heard through arbitration.
That's it? That's all that's going on? It's confusing. and
I just spent 3 hours on this. Come on, man. it is a significant ruling, but it does, I will say, it doesn't completely end things, but it is a very significant ruling.
Yeah, I'm wondering if the Beth Bowlen, Bill Bowlen, Amy Klemmer side has to start from scratch.
I don't know that it has to start from scratch because this lawsuit technically was filed by Bill. And they would probably allege that they didn't seek arbitration. The trustees requested arbitration. And I know that's kind of been one of their sticking points is that, you know, they believe from the get-go they couldn't be compelled to arbitration because they don't have ownership interest, which, you know, the NFL Constitution and bylaws states. So I don't know if they necessarily have to start from scratch in that regard. I also don't know, you know, the details of their plan going forward. As far as arbitration is concerned.
Quick football question.
Really? I had one. Nikki wrote yesterday on The Athletic about Jake Butt and how this complicates things, the surgery today. What's your gut feeling on Saturday? What happens with Jake Butt?
I could honestly see another year of IR for him. Maybe they consider putting on IR after the initial 53 is formed, which would make him eligible to be recalled after the first 8 games. But they also have to consider what to do with the other guys, like Drew Locke. They may want him to be on, you know, the recallable timetable. They may want that for Joe Jones. And you're only allowed two. So I could see him going on IR for the season, you know, the Broncos saying, all right, get yourself healthy. Let's see how you are next off season and if you can, you know, really come back strong and really prove yourself. That next year, however, will be his final year on his contract, so it will be pretty big for him.
It's pretty obvious Dakota Watson was blown out, as was, help me, somebody else.
Oh, Zach Kerr.
Zach Kerr, thank you. To clear space to add somebody. Tom pointed out not so long ago, well, that makes sense, especially if you're adding a quarterback. Does that make sense, and would there be money to do so if you had to add a quarterback for $2 billion?
Possibly. You know, I think a lot will be determined by the play today. And I think they need to see some real clarity there from the quarterbacks. But, you know, they're going to have some hard decisions to make either way at every position. And a lot of them are going to be affected by injuries. A lot of them are going to be affected by the number of guys they have to keep at other positions. So, you know, if they don't feel fully confident in Kevin Hogan as a backup and they think there's a better option available on the waiver wire, they might pursue it. But I also wouldn't rule out a trade, especially given their very minimal cap space at this point. So we'll see what happens.
All right, great job. Thank you, Nikki. Enjoy the game tonight. Nikki Jabala, courtesy of Ent Credit Union. At the Broncos kickoff luncheon, Joe Flacco talked about leadership. It's always interesting when Joe talks about anything. We'll hear that next.